actually. I can hear you guys online, to be honest.
That's right, Northumberland 89.7. That's Northumberland897.ca if you are listening to us out there. Tell your friends, tell your family, hey, if you want to have some Christmas fun and enjoy some Christmas music and some great entertainment, well, some Christmas fun anyway. Here for you, by the way, my friend, 12 Days of Christmas. Here are Bob and Doug McKenzie. Thanks for calling, Luke.
Thanks, Luke.
Take care.
Okay, Good Day is Christmas part of the album, and you can play this at your Christmas parties or to yourself on Christmas Eve if there's nothing else to do.
Good Day, eh?
Yeah.
In case you thought, like, I wasn't on this part.
Oh, I guarantee you, you'd be on. Okay, so Good Day, this is the Christmas part, and we're going to tell you what to get your true love for Christmas.
Look out the window.
Where? What are you doing?
Snow.
What? Oh, it's a great white north, and it's snowing because it's Christmas time. Hey, Hoser, here's a quiz. Quiz for Doug.
Okay, I have my thinking toque on.
Yeah, right. What are the 12 days of Christmas? Because figure it out, right? Christmas is when?
The 25th.
Right, and what's the 24th? Christmas Eve, right?
That's
so that's
two.
And then what's after that? Boxing
Day.
No, get
boxing
out.
Day, yeah.
That's three. Yeah. Then what's after that? Nothing.
New Year's.
Four. And what's
New Year's Eve?
Five.
Okay.
Where do you get 12?
There's two Saturdays and Sundays in there. That's four. That's nine. And three other days, which I believe are the mystery days.
Oh. Okay, now, this is our Christmas song, in case you don't know what to get somebody for Christmas.
There's lots of ideas in here, so listen and don't get stuck.
Okay.
By the way, that's me on the organ.
Oh, Jesus.
You start.
Okay. On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a beer. And a beer. Okay, good. On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me three French toast and a beer. Okay. Where? Go. Three French toast and a beer. Oh, yeah. The fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me five golden toques, three French toasts, and a beer. A tree. Okay, on the sixth, to go. Five golden toques, beauty. Three French toasts, and a beer in a tree. Okay, on the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me seven packs of smokes, five golden toques, three French toasts, and a beer in a... Right, I keep forgetting. Okay. Oh, eighth day of Christmas, true love gave to me seven packs of smokes, six packs of 2, 4, 5... And a beer, yeah, that beer is empty. Okay, day 12. Yeah, golden toots, 4 pounds of back bacon, cream French toast, two turtlenecks, and a beer in a tree. Christmas, a good day, everybody.
And Merry Christmas indeed from Bob and Doug McKenzie. Just see, this is, I got two mice here I got to play with. I'm playing with the mice here, folks. Playing with the mice. And that's what the kids are calling it now, Matt. Playing with the mice. Anyway, that was Bob and Doug McKenzie and the 12 Days. I always thought that song was called the 12 Beers of Christmas.
No, there's only beer on day one.
I know there's only, well, so as we said earlier, though, that first beer
lasts
a long, long time.
And it's in a tree.
I had a friend of mine say that, you know, I only drink one beer on the holidays, just one.
I have a friend
and I'm like, dude, you've had like 12. No, no, just one.
I have a friend. I have a friend who every year from Christmas or January 1st, can't remember which one, to his birthday, which is the end of the month, doesn't drink beer.
What's he drink instead?
No, he doesn't drink. Oh, he doesn't drink. When he drinks, he only drinks beer.
He abstains.
But that's it. He just doesn't drink.
So he does
beer
that through the whole holidays?
For the month.
For the month.
Yeah.
He picks this month to abstain.
Yeah.
Well, there you go then, eh? That's the sacrifice he makes for his birthday every year.
I guess.
Does he have a physical on his birthday or something?
No.
Look, Doc, I'm telling you, I'm healthy as a horse. Look at me.
I think it just makes the celebration on his birthday special because he needs to drink.
Oh, okay.
And he's reliving his 19th, well, it would have been 18, maybe even 16 back then, but he's reliving his 19th birthday every year, right?
Nice.
He gets to his birthday, he gets to drink.
Well, that's right, yeah, because you can't drink till you're 19 or 21 in some states in the Union down south there. 21. That just seems ridiculous. 21. God.
You're going to the army at 18.
You can serve your country, you should be able to get hammered.
Well, I'm pretty sure they do.
I mean, you don't want to be hammered on the front line necessarily, but.
No.
Maybe in the back, not so much maybe the forward stationings, but in the back.
Maybe before you go to the front line.
All right, Sergeant, I haven't finished my coolie. Yeah, well, you better finish that because you're going.
I can shoot you, but I can't drink with you.
That's right. That's right. I can shoot you, but I can't drink with you. What does that say? What does that say about our democracy? Anyway, coming up right now, we've got my good friend Matt and Ellen Torrey. They're going to do a wonderful duet for you. This is the arrangement. It is the Dean Martin arrangement of this track. It is Baby, It's Cold Outside, so we're going to play that for you. Ellen, you got your headphones?
I've got them.
And she's ready. Matt, you got your headphones?
I do.
And you're ready to roll. Here we are, ladies and gentlemen, for your musical pleasure. Here are Matt and Ellen, and Baby, It's Cold Outside. And maybe you're not in Northumberland County right now, but somewhere.
I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I've gotta go away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been so very nice.
I'll hold your hands and have them
smile. My mother will start to worry.
Beautiful, what's your hurry?
My father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to that fireplace
roar. So really, I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't hurry.
Maybe just a half a drink
more.
Put
some records on while I pour.
Neighbors might think.
Baby, it's bad out there.
Say, what's in this
no
dream?
No gas to be had out there.
I wish I knew
your
how
eyes like
to
now.
Break the spell.
I'll take your hat, your hair looks swell.
I ought to say no, no,
mind
no, sir.
Mind if I'm moving close?
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the
I really can't stay.
Baby, don't hold out.
My, but it's cold outside. Simply must go.
Baby, it's cold outside.
The answer is no.
Baby, it's cold outside.
The welcome has
how
been
lucky that you dropped
so
in.
Nice and warm.
Look out the window at the storm.
My sister will be suspicious.
Gosh, your lips look
my
delicious.
Brother will be there at the door.
Waves upon a tropical shore.
Maiden's aunt's mind is
gosh,
vicious.
Your lips are delicious.
Maybe just a cigarette.
Never
more.
Such a blizzard before.
I gotta get home.
Maybe you'd freeze out there.
Say, lend me your
it's
home.
Up to your knees out there.
It's really been
I'm
grand,
when you touch my
but
hand.
Don't you see?
How can you do this thing to me?
There's bound to be talk tomorrow.
Think of my lifelong sorrow.
At least there will be plenty implied. I really can't stay.
Yeah, but I won't doubt.
Baby, it's cold.
Baby, it's cold outside.
Alrighty. Yeah, well, we punched it out hard at the end
that
there. That was
no rehearsal or anything.
No, there's no rehearsal.
It's karaoke. You don't rehearse for karaoke.
It's three.
No.
Yeah, you know.
We met 20 minutes ago.
Exactly.
Wow.
And now you're lending me your comb. I mean,
no, it's
crazy.
Like a, it's like a Kreskin moment in here. We've never met before, right?
No, yes.
How much money? I can estimate you have $6 in your pocket in change. Anyway, that was Kreskin.
Because I charged you $14 to get in here.
Hey, ba-boom. Anyway.
I saw his show live all the time. It used to be done at taped at CJOH in Ottawa. And we just lived down the street, and they're always looking for audience.
I bet they were.
So I saw about 10 Kreskins at
pulling
least.
People in off the street. Just
No, we'll pay you.
That's where Max Keeping did the news for years.
Did they pay you for being in the audience?
We got little treats.
Oh, there you go. Kreskin gave
chocolate
you a
bar or something.
Yeah, Kreskin tossed a little something.
Yeah.
Oh, the good old days, eh, when you could lure a kid in with a chocolate bar.
Hey, you want to see a TV show? Nowadays, you ask a kid that on the street, you could get arrested.
That's right.
It's that simple.
Not arrested. You get pepper spray.
Pepper spray.
Oh, man. Yeah.
By the kid. By the kid. So anyway, yeah, Kreskin. Wow, there's a flashback. He's right up there with Ravine. Remember Ravine?
Oh, yeah.
Ravine. The remarkable. Anyway, that was the lovely Alan Torrey and, of course, Matt Blundell with Baby It's Cold Outside. We're going to take our first break of the hour, but we will be right back with more merriment right here on the Drive
Second
Time.
Break of the hour.
Sorry, is it the second break?
Break of the hour.
Really? Is it that quick?
Pretty sure.
No, this is the first break of this hour, my friend.
Really?
Yeah. Time's going. It's going like this. Like sands through the hourglass.
We'll just tell the sponsors there's a second break of the
hour. So are the days of our lives.
That's right. Thank you, McDonald Carey. Anyway, we'll be right back.
Need a little pick-me-up Friday mornings as you get ready for work? Join the Hollands Friday mornings 4 to 7 here on Northumberland 89.7. We will let you know what's going on in the county and help you get prepared for the weekend, as well as playing some of the greatest hits of all time and some of your personal favorites. That's the Hollands Friday mornings 4 to 7, only on Northumberland 89.7, truly local radio.
I'm Kim Rudd, your Member of Parliament. Christmas to me is about the spirit of generosity and kindness. Please remember those individuals and organizations who need our support in whatever way you can. From my family to yours, have a Merry Christmas and a happy holiday season.
The winter season is fast approaching. You change your vehicle tires to try to protect yourself from the outside, but don't forget to protect yourself from the inside of the car. Create an all-season car emergency kit. Go to your community website for details. Your preparedness helps us all. This message brought to you by the Community Emergency Managers of Northumberland County.
Entering Stonewood Gallery is like visiting old and dear friends, but friends with impeccable taste. Dan and Kim Daigle feature the work of local and Canadian artisans, from custom furniture to antiques, wood turnings, jewelry, fine art, photography and giftware. It's all at Stonewood Gallery, just north of the 401 at 3311 Burnham Street North. Wednesday through Saturday, 10:30 to 5. Come in and be delighted.
Jim McGrath understands that as much as we don't want to talk about it, wills and estate planning is a responsible thing to do for you and your family. With his help, you can reflect on your values and wishes and have a legal direction to let others know what kind of health and personal care you would want if you could not speak for yourself. Jim McGrath has been a lawyer for over 30 years, and he understands the law, so you don't have to. You owe it to yourself and your loved ones to call Jim McGrath today at 905-373-1999.
Keep your dial locked right here on 89.7, truly local radio.
And welcome back to the Drive Time, everybody. Well, my guests in the studio, Neil and Alan Torrey, they're about ready to hit the skids, folks. They're hitting the bricks. They're going to get out of here. But before we do that,
we've convinced her to do one
we
more.
We have asked Ellen to do one more for us, and she has relented, and she says she will do another one for us. And do we know what one that is yet?
It's going to be
Santa Baby. Are you going to let her sit there?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay. So we're just going to do a quick little shuffle around here in the studio. You'll probably hear that, a lot of banging and crying, and, of course, the baby. And lots of that going on here. So Alan Torrey, ladies and gentlemen, with Santa Baby. And,
hey, Dave, could you do me a favor and bring up the lyrics on that screen there?
I can. Just give me one moment. Santa Baby. Santa Baby. Shibba-bibba-bum-bum.
Thank you. There's going to be one part that I'm going to skip. I'm just going to let you know that right now since you're scrolling for me. I'll nod to you.
Okay.
The chords are too hard. Okay.
Santa Baby, slap a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa Baby. Hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa Baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight.
Yeah, we had the oo-wops going on in the background. That's right. Like the Cleftones. It was like we sounded like the Cleftones. Yes. Anyway, they are out of here now. I want to thank both Ellen and Neil. Neil, you're leaving too, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
You've got people at your house?
I got people at my house.
Well, I want to thank both of you for coming in today and making this this Christmas show what it was.
Thanks.
So far what it was. Been
thanks
really
so much
a,
for having
a lot
us.
Of fun.
Yeah, thanks,
it's
guys.
Weird and wonderful.
Thank you for having us.
Weird and wonderful, exactly.
It's Dave Glover and the Mittens.
Dave Glover.
That was our goal today. That's what we said when we left the house. We were like, okay, if today's weird and wonderful, it'll be fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, exactly. A little column A, a little column B. We were hoping for a combo of the two, so that was good.
Totally.
We managed to get both weird and wonderful. And we're working on wacky, but we'll get to that a little later on. But I guess before we do that and before you say goodbye, I want to thank both of you, as I say, for coming on. Wish you both a very, very Merry Christmas and your friends and family as well. And I hope Santa brings you everything you need, everything you ask for. Maybe you'll get that platinum mine. Finally, after all these years, you'll get that platinum mine.
Thanks for having us, Dave. And thank you for all you're doing here at the radio station. It's appreciated out there on the road. Thanks a lot.
Well, thank you very much. I don't think I've caused any collisions yet, but hey.
And just a reminder that Ellen Torrey will be at the station January 1st.
January 1st, folks, at the station, which is, do you know that where exactly that
that's,
is? Let's give folks directions.
Well, that's in Port Hope, just off the main street.
Across from the LCBO.
There you go. Right across from the liquor barn in Port Hope. Ellen Torrey live at the station, folks. That'll be January 1st.
Ellen Torrey and Sadie Doring.
Oh, and Sadie. That's right. You can't say, don't forget her. Mm-hmm. You know, and let's face it, folks, if you are still hungover on New Year's Day and you need to enjoy a relaxing, wonderfully entertaining evening, that's exactly what you need to be doing at the station. And here is Elvis Presley.
Christmas without you, I'll be so blue just thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree be the same, dear, if you're not here with me. And the when the blue snowflakes start falling, that's when those blue memories start calling. You'll be doing all right with your Christmas of white.
Northumberland 89.7 is extremely proud to present Miracle on 34th Street, produced by the Northumberland Players and recorded live at the Fire Hall Theater. This radio play is all about Christmas and the spirit of Christmas. Come and join us for radio drama here on your truly local radio station, Northumberland 89.7.
Listen Christmas Eve at 6 p.m. and Christmas Day at 2 p.m.
It's time for a jailbreak. Imprison yourself with incredible food at the Jailhouse. Their brand new menu offers more shareables. Homemade burgers starting at $9. $9 lunch specials every day. Wednesday is wing night. Jumbo wings only 79 cents. Friday is steak night. 10-ounce strip loin for just $12. Plus enjoy live entertainment Friday and Saturday nights while serving time at the old Coburg Jail. The Jailhouse Tavern, 77 Albert Street. And online at thejailhouse.ca.
A visit to Hermes is an unforgettable experience, especially for the holiday season. At Hermes, you will find the perfect gift for everyone who is on your list. For this Christmas season, let Herma craft the perfect charcuterie board for your special gathering and choose from over 50 varieties of artisanal cheeses and meats. Enhance your local Christmas shopping experience with elegance and sophistication this season and visit Herma's Fine Foods and Gifts just north of Port Hope on Highway 28, 905-885-9250.
Come out and enjoy a fabulous movie-going experience at the Rainbow Cinemas.
Playing December 18th till the 24th, Star Wars The Force Awakens, no free passes accepted, Alvin and the Chipmunks, The Road Chip, no free passes accepted, and In the Heart of the Sea.
The Rainbow Cinemas are located in the Northumberland Mall, 1111 Elgin Street West in Coburg. Call the movie line at 905-372-2444. Or visit rainbowcinemas.ca.
Northumberland 89.7 is powered by our volunteers. You can help us continue to be Northumberland's truly local radio station. Contact us by emailing info@northumberland897.ca.
And welcome back to the Drive Time. This is our Christmas special. I'm Dave Glover. I want to thank Neil and Ellen Torrey for dropping by the studio and giving us some great stories from Neil, by the way. Neil's just a great guy to be around. He's good to kibitz with. To kibitz. That's a term that people don't even hear anymore. We're just bouncing stuff off one another. That's how a lot of really great comedy happens. And, of course, that's what we were trying to do here. My good friend Matt Blundell is also here with us today in the studio. Matt, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you.
And Rob Washburn will be joining us a little later as well for our weekly rendition of Consider This Live. And I know he's coming by. He's going to be telling us some Christmas stories as well, so we are looking forward to that. I'm still trying to see if I can find a version of The Night Before Christmas so that we can read that over the air as well.
Oh, I'm sure we could find that.
And get that. But coming up right now, folks, for your listening pleasure, is Matt Blundell, the incomparable Matt Blundell, with a song that was made famous by Nat King Cole. Many, many artists have done it in the past. Written by Mel Torme, of all people. This, of course, is the Christmas song. Here is my good friend Matt Blundell, everybody. Let's see if that thing's going to play here. Hold on. Yep, it's working. Thank you.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carol being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. And so I'm offering a simple phrase, kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Yes, Matt Blundell, everybody. Thank you very much, Matt. Well, I am a little winded, so we're going to play a quick track for you. And when we come back, actually, what are we going to play here?
You got Jingle Bell Rock there?
Still looking for that one.
Really?
Yeah, man.
Rocking Around the Christmas Tree. How about that one?
Trying to find it in the old library.
Wow. Maybe you should have prepared for today's show.
Well, you know what? Here's well, again, I don't want to get into the internal machinations of what goes on here at the station, but, you know, some things are saved in different places. You know, they're all over the place. So.
Oh, yes. The infamous information management.
Yeah, you know, sometimes it can be difficult, right?
Hey.
You know, and that's unfortunately, as you say, if I
all right, well,
earlier,
well, while you're looking for stuff,
that, but here is Bobby Helms,
oh,
everybody.
Here we go.
Here is Jingle Bell Rock. And we'll be right back after that with more. What are we going to do anyway? We're going to do more of that Who Said It, right?
Yeah, let's do a little more Who Said It.
We're going to do more, some more Who Said It. I'm just a little winded, folks. I hate running back and forth. Anyway, here it is. Bobby Helms, ladies and gentlemen, from 1957. That's right. It's not playing. There you go. Oh, all the things I could. All the things I was. All the things. Here we go. Let's see if we can't get it. There it is, folks. We got her loaded. We're ready to go. Here it is. Jingle Bell Rock from Bobby Helms, 1957.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring. Snowing and blowing up bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock.
jingle bell time and jingle bell time. Dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square in the frosty air. What a bright time, it's the right time to rock the night away. Jingle bell time is a swell time to go gliding in the one horse sleigh. Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet, jingle around the clock. Mix and a mingle in the jingling feet, that's the jingle bell rock.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bell chime and jingle bell time. Dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square.
To go gliding in the one horse sleigh. Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet, jingle around the clock. Mix and a mingle in the jingling feet. That's the jingle bell, that's the jingle bell, that's the jingle bell rock.
Yeah, there we go. Bobby Helms rocking around the Christmas tree right here on Northumberland 89.7, Truly Local Radio. As I said, joining us in the next hour is Rob Washburn. He's going to be coming by for our weekly rendition of Consider This. And so we are going to just keep the hits coming your way. Now, did you manage to find that thing we were talking about? The Who Said It? Did you manage to find
it? Oh, yeah, yeah, I got that.
Okay, you got it. Do we want to get back into that, or do we?
Well, now it's just you.
Oh, it is just me. Yeah, that's not even a competition at this point. It's him and I.
No.
You know, and you're going to know who said it because you're reading
the Well, actually, the way this is working is I actually have to push the button to reveal the answer.
Ah.
So
we can both – then we can really – both of us, we can guess, and then we'll see from there.
All right. So here's yeah, we can do that.
the wonders of live radio, folks. Anyway,
all right, well, here, I'll pose a trivia question to you that I'll get your opinion on.
Okay.
So how many reindeer? Official reindeer. What's your official count for reindeer?
Okay, I'm going with 9. And the reason I'm going to go with 9 because I know officially there's only 8 year, 8 tiny reindeer. Because in the classic Christmas story, The Night Before Christmas, it's 8 tiny reindeer,
can
right?
Can you name them? Wait, before you do that, do we have any giveaways today?
We can always find a giveaway. We can probably come up with a couple of tickets or a couple of passes to the Rainbow Cinema for winners out there. But Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen.
Well, if you give them, then we can't make that a question for a giveaway.
Oh, good one, yes. Well, I've just given out the first 4. You just have to name
them. So what are the other 4?
Well, we know who the first, the big 8 are, but the 9th one, of course, is Rudolph.
Rudolph, and you have a theory on Rudolph.
Well, I just think Rudolph's he's the emergency reindeer. If they, if they're having inclement weather, it's particularly
foggy.
He's
like the escort deer.
Yeah,
He's like the guy in the truck behind the wide load with the flashlight.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, yeah. Well, he's the equivalent of snow chains. You know, he only comes out when you need them.
Exactly.
Like
exactly.
Snow chains.
Well, there are 2 more though.
What do you mean, two more?
Two more reindeer.
2 more other ones?
Yes, that are documented. 2 more reindeer.
Okay, you're going to have to give me them.
Okay, there was Olive, the other reindeer.
Oh.
Right?
Okay.
No, there's actually a show, Olive, the other reindeer.
I know. It's a film from the 90s?
So
80s
we're
90s?
Giving Olive reindeer status.
Are we going to give Olive reindeer
and
real
one
reindeer
more.
Status? Really?
There's okay. Harry the brown-nosed reindeer.
Harry
have
the
you ever heard of Harry the brown-nosed reindeer?
I think I might have worked with him.
No, seriously. Harry the brown-nosed reindeer. He was just as quick as Rudolph.
Yeah.
Just couldn't stop as fast.
Ah. Hence, anyway, alrighty. So Harry the brown-nosed reindeer and Olive the other reindeer, and of course there is Rudolph. So that is what? That's 11 then.
Yeah, that's 11.
So officially, or I guess now when we say officially though, are we talking Wikipedia officially?
No, I think officially, according to the legend, it's 8.
The legend.
Rudolph was a necessary evil.
Yeah, like I said, it's like snow tires or snow chains.
Yeah,
snow tires too, but snow tires are law in Quebec now.
Core team's 8.
The core team.
Core team. They're the starters.
Exactly.
Yeah, everybody else are bench players.
They're all bench players. That's right. Rudolph, the bench-playing reindeer. So he just doesn't have the same oomph as Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer. And yet, of course, if you want to take it down to that, I mean, they're totally, this is a guy who's put upon because he has a red nose. He's not allowed to hang out with the other kids. He's ostracized. So, again, it's a good story about bigotry as well. So not only
it's a great Christmas story, just kind of happened.
But it's also a really good story about bigotry. Because Rudolph sort of isolated.
A Christmas special with
a Christmas beer.
With a story and a meaning.
That's right. Oh, my goodness. This week on the Love Channel, the Christmas bigot.
Yes.
Anyway, coming up, we do. I'm going to do another Christmas song for us in just a moment or so. I'm just waiting for the track to get where I need it to be because you know, and you can and I can hear it actually if I choose to, which is kind of neat.
He doesn't
Although
share
it's
that
not
with
going out live
else,
over
so
the air right
he doesn't
now.
Share
though.
That with anybody no. else. Though.
No. So we're going to do that for you in just a moment. But I am looking forward to Rob coming in because I know he's going to be telling some great stories.
Rob's in the top of the hour, isn't he?
Rob is coming in at the top of the hour. He may come in a little earlier, too, because he is that kind of cat. He is that kind of cat. Anyway, we're going to do that song for you, and I got that coming up right. Actually, I'm going to do that right now. Why not? What the heck? I'm going to do it right now, and then we'll probably take another break, our last break of the hour. And then, as I say, Rob Washburn will be joining us after the news, folks, right here on the Drive Time Northumberland 89. Because, of course, it is Wednesday, and it is our traditional day for Consider This Live.
So we will have a Festivus version.
A Festivus version of Consider This Live here on Northumberland 89.7. You are listening to The Drive Time, by the way. I'm Dave Glover. And I want to thank our station manager, Kevin, for his patience today because I told him we were going to be doing this today. And he was like, oh, and I knew he was sort of apprehensive. He had that scared look that people get sometimes when you tell them you're going to do something and they're just, what do you mean? Anyway, I told him we were winging it. And I'll tell you, I don't know what it is about management, but they just like to you to have a plan.
We wrote some stuff down. I got some notes here.
We did. So we wrote a couple of things down. So here is the Carpenters version of Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. And
I might want to sing this with you.
No. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Here we are, as in olden days. Happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. Through the years, we all will be together. If the fates allow, hang your shining star above the highest bough, and have yourself a merry little Christmas now.
faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. Through the years, we all will be together. If the fates allow, your shining star above the highest bough, and have yourself a merry little Christmas now.
All right, that was Dave Glover with Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas here on the Drive Time with,
Thank you.
Dave Glover, and I'm Matt Blundell.
We'll be right back after these words, folks. Thank you for tuning in.
Want to listen to Dame Nellie Melba singing Mimi from La Boheme in 1907? Audrey Hepburn telling you what's worse than the blues. The last time Judy Garland sang Over the Rainbow. I'm Pat Bryan, and I call my show I Know What I Like, and I like the magic of radio. 8 o'clock every Sunday evening. There's nothing else like it on the air. Right here on Northumberland, 89.7, truly local radio.
It's time for a jailbreak. The Jailhouse Rocks. Imprison yourself with incredible food at the Jailhouse Tavern. Friday night is steak night. A 10-ounce strip loin for just $12. Plus, enjoy live entertainment Friday and Saturday nights. While you're serving time at the Coburg Jail, $5 drafts and daily specials. Book your private party at the Jailhouse. The Jailhouse Tavern and Inn, now under new ownership. 77 Albert Street, Coburg, and at thejailhouse.ca.
Starting your own business is an exciting time in your life. But are you aware of your legal responsibilities as a business owner? Jim McGrath specializes in business law and knows what needs to be done to protect you and your investment. Jim has been a lawyer for over 30 years and understands the law, so you don't have to. As a local resident and an entrepreneur himself, Jim McGrath is a trusted source in our community for business owners just like you. Call 905-373-1999 and let Jim McGrath give you the legal peace of mind you need.
Thank you, Port Hope, and all of Northumberland County. Empire Crossing Retirement Community has less than 20 suites remaining. Our 1 and 2 bedroom suites are some of the largest in the industry, and we're focused on creating customized living solutions for each and everyone interested in living with us. If you need independent or enhanced care, managed by registered nurses and personal support workers, and would like to live amongst people that love to have fun, call us at 905-885-9898 or connect with us at empirecrossing.ca.
Boost Meridian promo, take one. Stop, stop, I've got nothing. Reverse psychology, man.
You mean tell people not to listen to Post Meridian?
Affirmative, dude.
Don't listen to a fun mix of music and chat? Don't listen to the Celebrity Scoop Entertainment Report?
There you go.
You're right, don't listen.
Totally.
Don't listen to him, listen to me. I'm Pete Smith, host of Post Meridian, Monday to Thursday, 1 to 4 p.m. on Northumberland 89.7, truly local radio.
It's speaking to me, man.
Northumberland 89.7 is powered by our volunteers. You can help us continue to be Northumberland's truly local radio station. Contact us by emailing info@northumberland897.ca.
And welcome back to the Drive Time, everybody. I am your host, Dave Glover. We are just in the process. Matt and I have got something special for you, so we're gonna get right to that right now. And just before we get to the top of the hour, top of the news, so we are gonna bring that for you. So this is a song that everybody knows. So you want to sing along at home? Sing along in your cars, folks. Here is "Have a Holly Jolly Christmas," the Burl Ives arrangement.
Holly jolly Christmas, it's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know, and everyone you meet. Oh, oh, the mistletoe hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you, give her a kiss for me. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and in case you didn't know, oh, by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year.
Have a holly jolly Christmas, it's the best time of the year.
Have a holly jolly Christmas, and when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Oh, ho, the mistletoe hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you, kiss her once for me. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and in case you didn't know, oh, by jolly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year.
You got Steve Harvey.
The holly green, the ivy green, the prettiest picture you've ever seen is Christmas in Killarney with all of the folks at home. It's nice to know to kiss your beau while cuddling under the mistletoe. And Santa Claus, you know, of course, is one of the boys from home. The door is always open, the neighbors pay a call, and Father John, before he's gone, will bless the house and all. How grand it feels to click your heels and join in the fun of the jigs and reels. I'm handing you no blarney, the likes you've never known. It's Christmas in Killarney with all of the folks at home.
Christmas in Killarney is wonderful to see.
Listen to my story and I'll take you back with me. The holly green, the ivy green, the prettiest picture you've ever seen.
It's Christmas in Killarney with all of the folks at home. It's nice, you know, to kiss your beau while cuddling under the mistletoe.
And Santa Claus, you know, of course, is one of the boys from home.
The door is always open, the neighbors pay a call,
and Father John, before he's gone, will bless the house and all.
How grand it feels to click your heels and join in the fun of the jigs and reels.
I'm handing you no blarney, the likes you've never known.
It's Christmas in Killarney with all of the folks at home.
The door is always open, the neighbors pay a call, and Father John, before he's gone, will bless the house and all.
How grand it feels to click your heels and join in the fun of the jigs and reels.
I'm handing you no blarney, the likes you've never known. Is Christmas in Killarney with all of the folks at home.
Northumberland 89.7 is CFWN, truly local radio, serving Northumberland County, a not-for-profit volunteer community radio station. Live, local, now.
Today's news is brought to you by Northumberland News. Local news are focused here on 89.7 Truly Local Radio. I'm Richard Quotamine. Sadly, a 7-week-old baby has passed away in a car collision on Route 7 in Norwood. The crash investigation is underway. We at 89.7 extend our condolences to the families at this time. Please be advised, Coburg Transit Route 1 is running 30 minutes behind and make schedules accordingly. Speaking of transit, Port Hope is debating the future of its transit service. Port Hope Transit is facing a looming operating deficit of $1.6 million through 2019. One proposal is to change the service to what's called, quote, on-demand service, a.k.a. call-a-bus, where a rider calls the day before and a form of limited curb-to-curb service occurs in some areas. This would save approximately $1 million. Engineering Services Technician Jeanette Davidson's full report will go to Council January 5th and will be made available to the public for comment. A bylaw has been approved in Coburg to ban excessive fortification of private property. The bylaw is aimed at preventing groups like outlaw gangs from setting up clubhouses that may carry out illegal activity. This follows a 2011 recommendation by the OPP for all Northumberland communities to enact a bylaw preventing excessive fortification. Town of Coburg Town Hall is now closed and will reopen next week. Port Hope Town Hall is closed tomorrow at noon until next week. Hamilton Town Hall will close tomorrow and reopen the 4th of January. In good economic news, tree farms are reporting a brisk business this year. In addition, it looks like natural gas prices will drop $48 a year on average. However, taxes will rise by $25 per year in Northumberland County on average, as according to the recently passed budget. The week after Christmas, the road above the lock on County Route 45 in Peterborough will close. This is regularly traveled by our listeners, and detours and pedestrian access alternatives will be available. The construction is expected to last until May, so be advised and follow posted detour signage. Environment Canada has indicated that this will be the mildest December on record. This has not impacted the use of trails in the Northumberland County Forest, which are not maintained for winter conditions until January. So feel free to use the trails for hiking, but exercise caution. Also in provincial news, Asad Ansari, 31, was convicted of being a part of the Toronto 18 terror cell 10 years ago, has been granted an extension of an appeal of the sentencing portion of his conviction. Mr. Ansari has served his time, according to court documents, but he does not want his Canadian citizenship revoked and thus is awaiting to see if Bill C-24 will be modified to not potentially strip his citizenship. Speaking of subversion, North Korea has slammed Canada after the secretive Korean communist regime arrested a 60-year-old pastor for what it calls, quote, subversive acts, and sentencing him to life at hard labor. In a statement worthy of The Onion, quote, it is very shocking that the Canadian government is accusing North Korea of its fair and square judgment, describing it as a violation of international law that provokes concerns, close quote, said the North Korean's official statement. And finally, in the spirit of the holidays, Ernie Atwin's famous Christmas display is once again shining brightly. This year you can see it at the Coburg Public Library. It's been on display since 1953. On now to sports. In the NHL, the Senators, Leafs, and Canadiens all lost last night. Particularly troubling for the Canadiens is the fact that they have lost 9 of their past 10 contests. The NHL is off until after Christmas. In the NBA, the Toronto Raptors got 20 rebounds from Bismack Biyombo as they beat the Dallas Mavericks 103-99. The Raptors are off now for almost a week. The OHL is off until the 28th, and Coburg is also off until next weekend, as is Port Hope and the GMHL. Tomorrow night, Khalil Mack and the Raiders take on the San Diego Chargers in Thursday Night Football. You may find us on Facebook at facebook.com/Northumberland8.
During the drive time are those of Dave Glover and his guests, and are not those of Northumberland 89.7. Agree, disagree, or have a comment? Call the station and speak with Dave live on the air. Call 905-372-2321. That's 905-372-2321. Now your host, Dave Glover.
Welcome back, everybody, and we are just having so much fun here on our Christmas show. And hopefully we'll get this done and edited and up on some kind of a podcast. Maybe we'll save it as an annual Christmas thing if I decide sometime to take a holiday, which I never do. Joining me in the studio, Matt Blundell, my partner in crime with karaoke. But he and I, as he said earlier, have done quite a few theatrical productions together as well. So another very talented performer and also
well, thank you very much.
Talented technician as well. I mean, your job with some of the lighting on some of the shows that we've done has just been incredible. And, of course, Rob Washburn is here in the house. Rob Washburn, everybody. Yes.
Thanks very much for having me, Dick.
My pleasure, actually, Rob. Now, Rob, who does all kinds of research when he comes on the show, Rob's got lots of factoids for us. We're going to talk about Christmas origins. And you want to throw one out at us, Rob? Give us
just really interesting to know that the animagic Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, this is the one we know as Rankin and Bass.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've all seen it. We remember it from our childhood. Well, it turns out that while the production was done, the animation was done in the United States, the voices are all Canadian actors and singers. Mm-hmm. And it was actually recorded in the RCA studio in Toronto and then sent down and was matched up with the animation down in the United States. So that's a Canadian factoid about
really?
Christmas. No kidding.
So that's probably, again, that's one of the reasons why it's exactly the same in Canada and the U.S. Because a lot of times when you see those Christmas productions, sometimes, and not a lot of times, but I guess, you know, after CanCon came in, there needed to be a specific Canadian version, right? So
yeah.
Canadian stars, Canadian performers. I mean, it's Christmas, so we do Canada well here.
Oh, we do Christmas well.
We do Canada well as well. But we do Christmas well here in Canada is what I meant to say.
You're having a good time, Dave.
We're having way too much fun. I should be, you know, you shouldn't be able to have this much fun sober, apparently. But you can. You can, folks, just so you know. We've got a request for I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas. That was the one song Kevin said, oh, you're not going to play that one, are you? I said, yes. Yes, we are, Kevin, because, you know, I told him that we would. You know why? Because remember when you and I did that show at St. Joe's? What was the one song that the folks wanted to hear at that?
I Want a Hippopotamus
I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas.
We totally hadn't prepared that at all.
You know what? I didn't even remember ever hearing it.
Yeah, until it started, I was like, I have no idea what the song is. And I went, wait a minute. I've heard this before.
Yeah, yeah. So we've got, her name is Gayla Peavy. That was the woman's name who performed the track. And
what else did she do, Dave?
You know what? I couldn't tell you what else she did. I might Google her, Joe, just because you've asked me. I'm now going to ask the Google, the magical search engine. Christmas origins, though. Christmas trees. Now, a lot of people probably know this now, but that's a German tradition, is it not?
It is. And what's interesting is that the early Dutch settlers in New York brought that tradition to North America. And, in fact, they brought a lot of those Christmas traditions, including St. Nicholas, which they had it in their culture that St. Nicholas would come and bring gifts to children, and they would put up drying socks on the mantle, mm-hmm. and he would fill the socks with gifts. But the thing was that was on December 5th, according to that calendar, and of course, December 5th is the is St. Nicholas' feast day within the German church. So that's how that started, and it was later on that the tradition moved from early December into December 25th.
Sinterklaas is.
I got more on that later, but anyway, there's a small thing for you. Yes.
So
do you know that's very interesting? But do you know where the tradition of putting an angel on top of the tree comes from?
No.
Go ahead.
Okay. So one year, it was a bad year up at the North Pole. A lot of things were going wrong. The elves were on strike. There was stuff breaking down all over the place.
Labor unrest.
Yeah, yeah. They were behind schedule. Just everything was – the sleigh broke down like 2 days before Christmas.
Oy.
Anyway, so an angel comes to the door, knocks on the door, and Santa answers the door. And the angel says, Santa, I brought you this this beautiful Christmas tree to help cheer you up. I know it's been a rough year, so I brought this as a gift to you. It's beautiful. It's lit up. It's got all the decorations on it. And isn't it an amazing tree? Where would you like me to put it? And thus the tradition of putting the angel on top of the tree was born.
Right. There you go. Okay, we're not filling
in the blanks. You can look up that one on Google, too.
You can definitely look that one up on Google as well. So the long and short of it is Santa told them where they could put that tree, bottom line. Anyway, here is Gayla Peavy, folks. I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas right here on Northumberland 89.7. You're listening to Truly Local Radio. This is a Truly Local Christmas special here. I'm Dave Glover. With me in the studio, Matt Blundell and Rob Washburn.